Welcome to the NFB of Montana Insight Podcast. My name is Ed Worrell, and with me is Jacob Krisovich. So this is our very first podcast, and we thought we'd just make it more of an introduction, so you guys can get to know us, what the podcast is going to bring to Montana and the visually impaired or blind. So Jacob, why don't you go ahead and start off and let us know how you got involved with the NFB and kind of what your role is in the affiliate.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I got to say, I'm shocked that you were actually serious. I was serious. I was 100% expecting you to come in with a smart aleck introduction or, you know, a Simpsons reference. I was very ready for a quick back at you. So, my role, I am the president of the Helena chapter of our state affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind of Montana. And I am also one of the board members of the state affiliate board as well, board of directors. So let's see here. What was your other question there, Ed?
How did you get involved with the NFB of Montana? I mean, kind of give us don't give us the entire history of your life, but maybe a little bit of history of, you know, how you became blind or got involved with the blind community in Montana.
Yeah. So you see, when a mommy and a daddy love each other very much, Ed.
Has nobody told me this before?
Oh, this is going to be educational for all. So the way I was involved or got involved was originally I was a part of a organization called the Montana Association for the Blind, and I was doing that for a while and kept hearing about the National Federation of the Blind, and I attended a few meetings, and then our state legislative branch was in session, and they started NFB of Montana, opened up to MAB and invited like a Big Ten approach to have everybody work together on legislation. And so I started working with them on that. And when I saw how much of a well-oiled machine they were and how much they were getting done, their knowledge, their professionality, all that, I was like, I want to be a part of that. So the next thing I knew, I was attending meetings, and President Jim Marks asked me if I wanted to work with him to get a chapter open in Helena. So we started up a chapter, and the rest is history.
Nice.
So,
yeah, it's been a while ago. Or a while now since you started that chapter. It's been what, good 6 months or so now?
You know, it's gonna be a year in May. So, and we're recording this in March. So 2 more months and
oh wow.
Yeah, it'll be a year, which is crazy.
Already. Wow.
Yeah. What about yourself, Ed?
So I've actually been visually impaired for about 15 years now. I lost all of my eyesight due to diabetic retinopathy. 9 months of 11 surgeries, and basically went from the only person in my family that didn't need glasses to needing glasses to needing my Coke bottle glasses, as I call them, because man, those things were you could fry ants with those things. And it's then I very quickly started losing eyesight, and the glasses didn't help any further. And a week after me and my wife Becky got married, I had my final eye surgery, and I basically have a little bit of light perception in the top right-hand corner of my right eye. So that all happened in 11 months. I actually attended the Montana Association for the Blind Summer Program in 2010 and 11 when the MAB and NFB were the same affiliate. So they were both two organizations kind of under one umbrella. I also worked at the summer program for many years and continue to work at that. But it actually took me a while to get back involved with the NFB of Montana. There's a lot of history between MAB, NFB, and they split up in, I believe it was 2012, maybe 13. I don't remember the exact dates on that. But It took me a while to get involved, but honestly, I got back involved when you actually got involved and told me, come over, dip your toe in the water. It's not so bad. it's very professional. Everybody treats you with respect in the organization, and it really has been a good experience. I'm now the webmaster for the NFB of MT.org website, also on the social media committee, and I'm the vice president of the at-large chapter as well. So I dipped my toe in the water and then some now. So it's been a interesting adventure over the last year or two since I've gotten back involved. So it's been neat.
Moral of the story is don't talk to Jim. You talk to Jim Marks, the next thing you know, you're volunteering to do things.
You know, that's absolutely it. He's got such a way that you can't tell him no.
Right.
but no, it's been good. I like the legislative part of the NFB and how you know, the whole goal is just to make life better for blind or visually impaired people, not just in Montana, but in the country. And it's neat to be on that side of it for once.
It is. And it's fun to do the stuff on the local level too, you know. Yeah.
That's where my main focus is on the local level.
Yeah. And that's the great thing. We all bring different things to the table. You know, I really like the state and national level, but I also see the value of local. But then we have people like yourself that really thrive at the local level. And so we all have a part to play. So
yeah, absolutely.
I got to tell you that your label, your terminology, webmaster, that is such a funny label. I like that though, master. I need to find a way to catch that.
I was told that earlier this week because we had an issue with our website and somebody called me the webmaster. I'm like, excellent.
They have no idea what they did. They cannot give you that title.
It went straight to my head.
I don't even know how you fit that through the doorways as it is. So, you know.
It's tough. So, Ed, what are we going to talk about?
What's this pod going to be about?
Most of it, you know, just daily life, being blind and living in Montana. But I really think we're going to end up having some interviews of some key people within other groups, agencies, you know, might have some guests from, say, Talking Book Library, Blind and Low Vision Services, you know, just a gathering of gathering the minds in Montana and trying to see how we can make things better for blind people around the state. I think it's a good avenue to bring membership in, get people excited about what we're doing around the state. It's a good medium, I think.
Yeah. Bring in some assistive tech specialists and talk about assistive tech or companies and that type of fun stuff too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think that's a big one. And I know there's a lot of questions when it comes to like iPhone accessibility and things like that. And that might be an option down the road too, is doing demos. We can do special shorts of demoing an application I've got lots of ideas brewing in my head right now for different stuff that we could do. So it'll definitely be a good channel to keep an eye on.
Yeah. The options are endless. I mean,
they really are.
We have so much. We, like you said, membership, you know, interviewing members, updates on what we're doing as a federation, you know, assistive tech. There's just so much stuff that we can cover. It's going to be a fun podcast. I'm excited for this, and people should know that Ed and I are good friends. We talk all the time. So our plan is to make this feel like, you know, you're hanging out with some friends, right, Ed?
That's the hope. Hopefully it doesn't, you know, go too bad, too sideways.
Hopefully this isn't our last podcast that they ever let us do, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Because sometimes our conversations on the phone, it's like squirrel, and we just change topics at random. So hopefully that doesn't happen too often.
I'm excited for the journey. I am. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, no, it absolutely. And I mean, not just the podcast, but we've got other things planned for the NFB of Montana too. We're getting some early starts on, we will have a newsletter that's going to be tied to the website going forward. We'll do that quarterly Our first one should be out around June. We're getting all the chapters ready to go and get information from them. So we'll have updates from our NFB of Montana president, Jim Marks, updates from all of the presidents on the chapter level, and just other information that's may be of interest to blind Montanans.
Yeah, I like it.
So, I mean, there's lots of neat stuff we're working on, and obviously it all comes down to trying to get it all out to people. So we're also going to be expanding our social media reach. You'll be able to find the podcast, newsletter, all that stuff on Facebook. I know down the road, we're looking at possibly doing an Instagram for videos. Samantha's going to be heading up that project from the sounds of it. I mean, there's just lots of neat stuff coming down the road for NFB of Montana.
Including some new clubs and stuff, and it's gonna be good. I'm excited for it. Lots of fun new changes and new people stepping up and leading charges on things, so it's gonna be great.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think it's gonna be definitely gonna be interesting to watch the organization grow over the next year, even years, to be honest.
Yeah. Lots of excitement, lots of new members. It's a happening place to be, is how the cool kids would say these days, right?
Is that what the cool kids ever said?
To be wouldn't honest, know.
I was never know. One of the cool kids.
Hey, well, that makes two of us. My wife's always telling me that I think I'm way funnier than I actually am. So, yeah.
Well, you know, we both have the humor of a 2-year-old, so we're good.
Oh, that is too good. Well, do we have anything else to cover here, Edward?
No, I think that about covers it. I mean, if anybody has any questions or would like to see us cover something like a specific app or try to get a specific guest on, they can always send us an email at media@nfbofmt.org. That will be the email going forward for all of our social media outreach. Or you can even, if you're on social media, you can find me on Facebook at Worrell, Mastodon, blindworrell at mastodon.social, which we'll probably get to that at some point. Yes. I'm describing what Mastodon is, but there's just lots of different ways you can get in contact with us.
Yeah, and I'll throw out my socials out there too. Mine is on Facebook is simply Jacob Krisovich. I'm KRISSOVICH. And on Facebook and on Instagram and Mastodon, my handle is the same. And it's JJ, two of the letter J's, Krisovich, KRISSOVICH. And on Mastodon, it's that at iAccessibility. So, yeah.
Nice.
Well, Edward, is that a wrap?
I think that's a wrap. We were just going to make this one short and sweet, and we hope you guys enjoyed our ramblings, and there will be more to come.